Did diabetes have a great effect on your life as your children were growing up?
It did, in a way, but the longer I had it, the more I was able to cope. And when I was at work, obviously, I used to carry little things around with me because I found I actually realised the more energy you burnt up, the more prone you were to having hypos. So I used to carry sort of little things around with me, like biscuits in my pocket and different things like that. And then years ago, it was like you used to carry cubes of sugar. You didn't have things like you've got them now. So I used to carry these little cubes of sugar. Well, at work, they got so used to me because more often than not, working in this place I worked in, it was quite a busy kitchen, a very hot and quite heavy work, really. And I'd be running around, and then I'd suddenly realise that I was having this hypo. And you could actually tell because you really started to perspire. The sweat actually dripped off you. Well, you knew it wasn't normal then. And then you have this feeling, which is quite a strange feeling. You're there, but everything's going further away from you. And then you realise, oh gosh, you know, this is a hypo, and then you just get something as quickly as you can. But that's one thing I did find over the years, that the more energy I used, the more prone I was to hypos.
Have you ever been completely out with a hypo?
Fortunately not. I've always been able to cope and catch it in time. It depends on the insulin you're on. Now, when I used animal insulin, that was very good because you used to have plenty of signs before you had the hypos. But when I changed to human insulin, which was approximately about 12 years ago, I found it wasn't so easy to spot the hypos. And they seemed to come upon me much more quickly than what they did when I was on the animal insulin. But of course, we had to get used to it. We'd been changed onto this other insulin, and you just had to get used to the fact, and you just...